Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me. What it takes Calvary. Praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Have you ever been at the place? If you come expecting something, keep that expectancy very high. Because God is about to move in this place. And don't worry about who is sitting next to you. Say, excuse me just a minute. I've got something I need to dance about. I got something I need to shout about. The psalmist then says, when trouble is in your life, what do? You sing praises. Sing praises unto God with understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing praise.
There's George Benson, not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No. Not one. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No, not one. None else like he. He's so high and let you can reach him, he's so lonely. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he
Hallelujah, the name above all names. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for everyone this morning. Every day is a day of new beginnings. There are no days the same, exactly the same. No. What happened yesterday is not the same of what will happen today. There's a lot of every day. So God releases every morning, every day we're entering into a new day, dimension of a new day. And that's why we should be happy and not sad. Amen. The Bible tells us to command our morning. We have to be very careful what we speak out of our lips. Because when we speak, it either opens the door to blessings or opens, you become stagnant. And so learn to speak blessings and positive words into your life. Hallelujah. And into the lives of those that are dear and close to you. Speak blessings, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Let us pray. What a mighty God we serve. Take the stage, Lord. Have your way. I'm just a vessel. All glory, all honor belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your marvelous and your holy name. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you, Lord, for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, for the things that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Father God, cleanse, have mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our siblings. Mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak, O God. The holy blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our hearts are the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our wombs with the blood of Jesus. We cover our wombs with the blood of Jesus. We cover this atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren, the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses, our parents, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus, ourselves, our tissues, our organs, our system in the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, the blood. We pray for mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy for Kamari. Mercy for Makari, O God. Mercy, mercy, O God. These are your children. The spirit, souls, and bodies belong to you, O God. We are keep them. We pray for our grandchildren. Cover Makari in the blood of Jesus. Cover Kamari in the blood of Jesus. No weapons, boys, shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in justice shall be condemned. O Father God, you bless our seed. These are my seed, O God. Bless them. You are the glory. You are the lifter of their heads, O God. I pray for divine opportunities. I pray for open doors, O God, for Kamari to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, and Makari to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Let, O God, I pray that he will not lean on his own understanding. He will lean on Jesus. Father God, that everything that he's learned about Jesus, let it be activated and manifested in his life, in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren, every one of us, O God, that's under the sound of our voice, and the glory within. Be a wall of fire around our children, and the glory within, O God. Let your light shine, that others may see and glorify your name. We claim salvation for our children that do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior, O God. Let salvation, Holy Spirit, move upon our children's hearts. Move upon Al's heart. Move upon Ricky's heart. In the name of Jesus, upon the hearts of our children, oh God, that they will come into a most intimate relationship with you. Even our children that know you, that they will draw closer to you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for our grandbabies that they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We pray for spouses that do not know you, Lord, that it will come into the saving grace. Oh, Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach. Oh, Father God. Salvation come to our siblings and our nieces and our nephews that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. No, Father God. Oh, not a form of godliness. Let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to work in our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives, oh God. Holy Spirit, move, hover, and let there be light. Let there be light. Oh, draw your children to salvation. Let them hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled, oh God, to an overflowing, oh God. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch our children. Touch our grandchildren. Touch our parents, oh God. Touch our siblings that do not know you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, touch them. Let there be a healing and transformation in the name of Jesus. Let there be forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood flow like a tsunami in every area of our life, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we need divine angelic assistance to be with us, to guide us and protect us, oh God. Let your holy angels be with us, oh God. Let your holy angels guide us, oh God, and protect us and do your bidding. We pray, we thank the Lord for the refreshing in the Spirit. Refreshing, oh God. We thank you for the refreshing in the name of Jesus. Yekuria masande. Yekiri siri kuri kuri kuri. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Breathe in this service. Let your glory shine. Arise, oh God. Let the glory of God arise. Oh, uproot everything in our lives that is not of you. We want to live for you in the name of Jesus and to do your will. So, Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for in your presence there is fullness of joy. We bless your name. Thank you for everyone that is here this morning. Thank you, oh God, for even those that try to make it and they couldn't make it, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we just honor you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, let your perfect will be done. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning in Jesus' name. We're going to look at the book of Acts 16. Hallelujah, the book of Acts 16. And we're going to take it little by little as the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So be attentive to what the Spirit of God is speaking through me in the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth, O God, in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Ghost, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Uriya masanderia kurumase, ye kurumase teria kurumase teria ka. Let your word come forth, O God. Uriya masanderia kurumase teria kurumase teria kurumase. Hallelujah. Let your word come forth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth, O God, in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Take everything in us that does not bring glory and honor to you. Uproot everything within us, O God, that does not honor you. We want to live lives that are pleasing to you. Take away every negativity. Let your glory shine in and through us. Uriyama Sanderiako. I feel your presence, O God. I feel your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Uriyama Sanderiako. Lord, let your children that's listening, let them experience your tangible presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Huria masanderiako. Huria masanderiako. Huria karamosu duria kurumosu. I feel the presence of the Lord there with me. Huria kariyamasu. Tap into his presence. Huria na karamosu duria kurumosu. Uriya karamasederia kurumasederia ka. Uriya masederia kurumasederia ka. Uriya karamasuturia ku. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Uriya masanderia kuria ka. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. It's hard to minister, but his presence is right here. Tap into his presence. Wherever you are, just begin to pray. His presence is here. He's right here with us. Pray for your children. Pray for what you need. He can hear you. I don't need to hear you. But you are connected to him. So wherever you are, lift up your voice and pray. Uriya Sandiriako. Hallelujah, Ramase. Thank you, Lord, for healing you. Uriya Masandiriako. I pray for the family of Duana, O God, our children, our siblings. Uriya Masandiriako. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Acts 16. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in their faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, and having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. Hallelujah. We're talking about evangelism. So you see the routes of Paul and Silas, and then they have Timothy with them. So now let's go. From church, we put out to sea and sail straight for Samothrace. And the next day, we went to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippia, our Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we were expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to pray. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from a city of Syria named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded him. See, evangelism, telling about Jesus. Let's go to verse 16. Once we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune teller. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the spirit left her. When the owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face authority. They brought them before the magistrate and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. Upon midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were opened. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must we do to be saved?" They replied, "We believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house, set a meal before them, and he was so with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. When it was daylight, the magistrate sent officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, The master should have ordered that you and Tyler be released. Now you can go in peace. Hallelujah. I want you to notice this. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If you recall, as we look, we're talking about salvation this week. As I was reading this, if you can recall, you see Paul and Silas are in, and they have Timothy that they are allowed to come, you know, that came with them. But when you look at it, you see that it's spreading the gospel. They go from place to place and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and people are being saved, and people are being strengthened. There are some cities that the Lord tells them not to go, and they continue going. But then we see that Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia. And then he realized that he's supposed to go to this city. And then when he goes to this city, he and Paul and Silas, you see this girl is yelling, and she's working for, she has masters, and she's moving by the spirit of divination. Hallelujah. Fortune telling and making money for the people, and then for her masters. And then Paul first didn't get it. Then the second time, she was delivered. He commanded that spirit to come out of her. And then you see her masters got angry and Paul and Silas thrown in jail. Beaten and stoned in jail. And they prayed. And they said praises, and the prisoners here heard them. And we saw the earthquake, and they were released. And then the jailer and his family. The jailer wanted to kill himself because he saw the prisoners ask him. And Paul said, no, we're right here. And the whole family was saved. So do you see the sequence of things? Do you think God's ways are not man's ways? God is the objective of all this thing you see in Acts 16. It's to save this jailer and his family. Hallelujah. So sometimes you see this part, you do not know the middle, you do not know what God is doing. And that does not mean that you don't continue to pray and praise. Because his ways are different. The way he gets things done different. His objective is for this jailer and his family to be saved. Paul had a vision, and God gave him that vision to go to Macedonia. All the things they went through was not for no reason. But it wasn't for no reason. God allowed those things to happen for our family, our jailer and his family to be saved. He knew that he was going to protect Paul. He knew that Paul and Silas would come out. He trusted Paul and Silas would not nag and complain. They would praise and pray in prison. Hallelujah. And God brought them out with the earthquake. Hallelujah. Is it about this girl? No. But these are things that happened in between. But the whole purpose was for the jailer and his family to be safe. So sometimes you might be thinking that, I don't know who I'm speaking, that you be defeated. No, that's why the Bible says, in everything give thanks. You're not being defeated. God is working it out for you. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Don't give up. Don't be defeated. Don't let the devil speak lies in your ears. Amen? Just keep your focus on God. Keep your focus, Holy Spirit, I surrender. You don't need to know how he's doing it. All you need to trust him. And he will see you through. His ways are not man's ways. His thoughts are not man's thoughts. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this word. Many times there are people right now that feel that they're defeated. They feel that the enemy has finished them. No, it's not over until God says it's over. So I thank you, Lord, for your breakthrough, your divine intervention. I thank you for setting us free. Thank you for setting our children and grandchildren free. Thank you for setting their spouses free. Thank you for setting our husbands free, our wives free. Thank you for setting our grandchildren free. Thank you for setting our children free, oh God. Thank you for using your divine method, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, teach us how to forgive as you forgive us, and teach us how to love as you love us. Take away every spirit of unforgiveness, pride, haughtiness, and brutal spirits in us, oh God. And Father God, we are trees by the river of life. We thank you for the due season, oh God. We thank you because we are willing and obedient and we eat the fruit of the land. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, King of Kings. We thank you, Lord of Lords. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your presence remain with us. Let your presence remain with us throughout this day. Let your presence remain with us. Let your presence go with us as we everywhere we go. Let the earth work in our favor. Let, in the name of Jesus, we cast out every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny. We superimpose God's plans and purpose, our lives and destiny, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for your favor. You are the glory. You are the lifter of our hands. We thank you for divine provision from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, 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 blessed day. Stay in his presence, for in his presence there is fullness of joy.